It is time now for You Tell Me Texas with KTBB owner and general manager Paul Gleiser, who later this morning is going to be guest hosting for Jimmy Failla on Fox Across America. Morning, Chief.
Good morning, Jeff. And if you like what you hear here, you can listen to 11. You'll hear a lot of it again because that's kind of how that works. We're sponsored by the Keepersall Collection of estate-grown wines and by the restaurant and grand tasting room in Keepersall, East Texas destinations south of Tyler off of FM 344. When President Joe Biden finally folded following his catastrophic debate performance against Donald Trump and dropped out of the 2024 presidential race, the Democrats, being the Democrats, could scarcely bother with anything as messy as democracy. So they simply crowned Vice President Kamala Harris as the nominee without a single vote having been cast by a single voter. Since her coronation nearly a month ago, she has not sat down for a one-on-one interview, nor has she taken a single question from the press. There are two reasons for this. First is her well-chronicled inability to ad-lib a coherent response to a legitimate policy question. When a question exceeds the rather tight limits of Ms. Harris's intellect, she's given to spewing gibberish, punctuated by her trademark nervous cackle. The second reason is that Biden administration policy is broadly unpopular. Inflation is biting hard in households that not so long ago were able to easily afford groceries, gas, and rent. The chaos on the border is impacting schools and hospitals and public services in nearly every community in the nation. The last thing Ms. Harris wants is to be forced to defend the policies of an administration of which she has been a part for the past 3.5 years. So, the Dems are rerunning the 2020 Biden in the Basement playbook and keeping Kamala Harris carefully under wraps. But Biden had COVID to protect him. Harris doesn't. She's bound to be forced out of the cloister sometime, and there are questions that a properly curious media, assuming that such a thing exists, might want to ask her. Time is limited, so here are just a few examples. Madam Vice President, in 2019, you emphatically stated that you would ban fracking for oil and gas. You now say that you don't want to ban fracking. Have you changed your position based on your better understanding of how fracking helps produce affordable energy, or have you changed your position because Pennsylvania, a must-win state for you, is an oil and gas-producing state? Love to hear the answer to that question. How about this one? You have said on many occasions that Bidenomics is working. You now seem to be distancing yourself from President Biden's economic policies. Which of the two truly reflects your beliefs? Or this one. You've repeatedly called for the abolition of private health insurance in favor of a government-run single-payer system. That is, in essence, what the VA is. Given that the VA makes veterans wait months or even years for health care, how will a scaled-up version of the VA's health system meet the needs of 330 million Americans? Truthful answers to these questions and questions like them don't help Ms. Harris's election chances. Voters remember not having to put necessities on a credit card. They remember low gas prices. So, with the help of the corporate media, Ms. Harris is laying low, hoping to simply run out the clock on the 2024 election. And she's hoping that a sufficient number of independent voters won't notice. That's my word. What's yours? Go to YouTellMeTexas.com and you tell me. I have a brand new addition to the Keepersall collection to share with you. It's Keepersall's Maria Petronella Bubbly. Maria Petronelli is the grandmother to Marnell and Velme, the daughters of Keepersall founder Pierre Devette. This sparkling wine comes in two versions, dry and semi-sweet. You Prosecco fans are going to love the semi-sweet version. The dry version has a bit more body and, in addition to being great on its own, works quite well as the basis for a summertime cocktail. And here I'm thinking maybe a mimosa. So here's my invitation. Maria Petronella Bubbly is an estate-only offering. It's not in stores. So get yourself to the Grand Tasting Room at Keepersall and ask to try it. Yes, of course, tell them I sent you, and your first taste, as always, is on me. Then enjoy it there on the estate and be sure to take some home. So do this. Go south on Broadway to FM 344, left under the bridge for a mile and a half to the Keepersall entrance gate on your left, and then follow the signs. There's more at KIEPERSOL.com, Keepersall.com.